This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Christmas Day, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, I know Christmas has kind of become a thing now. Is Christmas, are three games on Christmas because of when it falls in the week, or is this now the new norm, you think?
It's not a guarantee we're going to play three every year, but when we can, we will. I think our fans have shown us that they are interested in Christmas. The viewership is there. The attendance is there. The interest from our broadcast partners is there. We added Netflix last year for the first time. We will play on Christmas as appropriate. And look, we talked about this last year, right? We play it on a Wednesday. We play it on a Wednesday. We'll play whenever Christmas falls. So we'll have to figure it out the week before, the week after. Is it a short week going in, a short week coming out? At least for this year, you know, we don't have to do what we did last year, which was that four-team round robin, everybody playing Saturday because they had to play the following Wednesday and they all had to play each other. And we needed four teams that all played one home, one away, and all played each other. And with any luck, we're all still going to be playoff relevant by the time we got to week 16 and 17. We checked that box. It was a great day and very successful for us. We will almost surely mirror that same approach to Christmas this year. When it falls on a, you know, typical NFL day, I'd expect a triple header. If it falls on a Tuesday or something like that, we might want to think about, you know, maybe only playing two games, but I would expect us to play on Christmas going forward. It's a day that is proven to be, you know, successful for us from a fan standpoint, and it brings a different element from a media partner standpoint. You know, you think about a Netflix coming in last year and doing a truly global rights deal for one single sporting event. Don't think that's ever happened before. One rights holder for one single event having global rights, and the fact that they could get to 30 million viewers across the globe and whatever it was, 200 countries watching. I'm sure Beyonce at halftime helped. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a musical element to Christmas again this year, but it is a special day, and it's proven to be successful for us. And yeah, I would expect us to be there from here on in.
Can you remind everybody about how the TV partners work on Christmas Day this year?
This year it'll be Netflix in the afternoon. And because it's a Thursday, this one's interesting. When it falls on a traditional NFL day, you know, we have traditional NFL partners. So you're going to have Amazon as a Thursday night game that week. They would have had it that week no matter what. It just happens to be Christmas. So that kind of changes our dynamic about where you'd want to play and who you'd want to play. You know, we've been very successful, whether it's with Kansas City or Baltimore, San Francisco, Philadelphia these last few years. Those are big brands, and those are playoff relevant games. And you can see the interest is there and the fanhood is there. Well, the interest is there then from the media partners as well. So nothing set, I don't think, beyond, you know, this year or next year. But for this year, you'll see Netflix in the afternoon, Amazon at night, because it's a Thursday, which makes everybody eligible. Nobody has to play the previous Saturday, nothing like that. And then as we move forward, figuring out where the Christmas holiday falls will impact who the media partners are and who's eligible to play.
Do you think the league is open to having that be a day where teams play like they do on Thanksgiving kind of every single year? There was a report out there a couple weeks ago that the Chiefs had some sort of interest in potentially being part of the Christmas rotation. Do you see that as being kind of the plan of like, hey, we would like to have a Cowboys and a Lions
anchor
like you do on Thanksgiving, an anchor for that holiday?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. You know, I read that too. I think it was in The Athletic. For a team like the Chiefs to volunteer for Christmas – while they're busy winning every other Super Bowl or whatever it is, and you know their tight end is dating the biggest pop star on the planet. Like, sure, the league office would love for the Chiefs to host on Christmas every year. Yeah. Thanks for volunteering, boys. But, you know, I'm not sure that's going to become a tradition quite the way Thanksgiving is. I mean, think about what it took for that tradition, right? The Lions since the 30s, the Cowboys since the 60s. We didn't commit to a third site on Thanksgiving when we brought that back about 20 years ago. We've rotated that around. I imagine we're going to keep rotating Christmas around too, both from the fan standpoint. You know, I know the Chiefs are you know, raising their hand supposedly, but you know, that's a lot to ask your fans come out every year on Christmas. Certainly while you're good and you're winning AFC West titles and fighting for Super Bowls, yeah, it's easy give. You know, if 5 years from now after Patrick Mahomes retires and, you know, they're not the, you know, perennial division champion and in every AFC championship game, I'm not sure we'd want to be, you know, married to a site. There's been other teams that have raised their hands to become permanent hosts of things like Black Friday or Christmas. Thus far, we've avoided committing to something like that. Never say never. Let's see what the next few years bring. But I don't think we're today going to commit to, you know, a permanent third host for Thanksgiving, a permanent host for Black Friday, or a permanent host for Christmas.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.